When you look at China's population overall, it's one-fifth of the world's population, with a middle class that's larger than the entire population of the United States. This is not only a population that wants protein, they want beef. And beef demand in China has continued to grow, and as soon as we're able to get our foot in the door and be able to compete, we have a product that will outcompete all of the other markets that are there. So we're very excited about this development, and we want to restore full access as soon as possible.
And Backus looks at the various steps involved in getting U.S. beef back in Japan.
So the first step, obviously, was lifting the ban. And we had to get the Ministry of Agriculture to make that announcement. The second step involves AQSIQ, or essentially the FSIS, the food safety equivalent in China. They're going to really set the terms of trade, which means what our product can and cannot contain, methods of production we can use, and really we're going to have to negotiate all that. So it's really uncertain yet as to what the final product will look like going into the Chinese market. But when you look at the overall timeline, there's not a set timeline, so to speak. But when you look at how quickly China has worked with countries like Canada and Brazil to restore that access once they lifted their ban, I think this could be a matter of months. And this is definitely something that we're going to continue to push and ask our government to continue to make a top priority.